I had a deep interest in the human mind. I was introspective as a child. And in the 1940s, there was a lot of anti-Semitism in my town. And I was subjected to some of those taunts. And I dwelt and brooded a long time on, my God, I don't understand why someone would have those ideas. I'm a perfectly reasonable 14-year-old. So what the hell is going on here? What are they thinking? Now, to a 15-year-old, that's a puzzle. And that was an important incentive for me to be attracted to psychology, even though, as an undergraduate, I realized what a weak science it was. And so this is a general principle in a life itinerary. So you're vulnerable to pursuing something that you think is really not a good idea. But you're vulnerable because of this deep intuition you have that the mind is interesting. And then in a course on abnormal psychology, and one day in class, I asked a question, and I can't remember the question. And the professor said, that's a really interesting question. Would you stay after class? And after class, he said, come walk with me. So we walked across the campus, and he said, you know, you'd be a good psychologist. Now, you're 19 years old. Unlike a small proportion of 19-year-olds who really have a special talent in math, music, art, I didn't have a special talent. So I'm looking for some metaphysical event to guide me. And so here is my professor, 55 years old. So it's like the hand of God coming down and saying, Jerry, study psychology. That's what it's like, right? Because he tells me, you know, you'd be a good psychologist. Now, everybody wants to be good at something. And he's telling me, well, you'd be good at psychology. And I wasn't sure I'd be good at some other profession. So to be told you might be creative here, well, that's a winner. And that tipped me. I'm going to psychology.